Blog Talk Radio.
Talking about he also himself
likewise took part in the same. He's talking about the fleshly temptations. He's talking about Jesus Christ. He took the same thing. Amen. He went through the same thing as we are going through in this world. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to realize that. Amen. And the scripture so said that through death, through his death, Jesus is dead. Amen. He might destroy him that had the power of death. That is the devil. The devil had the power of death over you in our life. But since we have been anointed, amen, called by Christ's grace, amen, he no longer has that power of death. Can I get a witness here? We give the devil too much credit, church. Christian, understand your place and your position as a Christian, amen, rather than giving way to the devil, amen. Can I get a witness here? According to this scripture, amen, the only thing that the devil can do to you and I, amen, amen, is to tempt you with his words, amen, not unless God wants him to do something else. Can I get a witness here? I don't know if you know this by now, is that God controls everything, amen, hallelujah. He is the creator and the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh God. So if you are thinking, amen, that you are going through something, amen, that somebody else is not going through, amen, you have a screwed personality, a messed up idea of what this life and what Christianity is about, amen. I command that you read the word of God more to be able to give you a better understanding, amen, of the word of God. Hallelujah. It says that the word, amen, will, amen, set you free. Amen. Now, there is some people that the devil still have the power of death over, and those are the people that are not Christian, are not saved, amen. The devil can control them any way which he wants, amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to John chapter 8, amen. John, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, hallelujah. The scripture says that we are in chapter 8, starting at verse 42. The scripture said, Jesus said unto them, if God were your Father, ye would love me. For I proceeded forth and come from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot bear my word. Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abide not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Oh God. And he said, because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convinced of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God hears God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. Hallelujah. These are the ones. These are the ones, amen, that belong to the devil and are destroyed by the devil. Can I get a witness here? We have to comprehend, amen, and understand what is going on, amen. Amen. In this particular text, Christ is identifying those, amen, that are belonging to Satan, amen, and Satan's kingdom, amen. We do not belong to Satan's kingdom. We belong to God's kingdom, amen. Can I get a witness here? It's time to get away from making excuses, amen, that we make, amen, pertaining to the devil, amen. Oh, God, we know that the devil in Greek, amen, means a slanderer, accuser, or defamer, one who criticizes and condemns, amen. So we know that, and we know his strategies as Satan, amen, which is our adversary. So we know who he is, amen. Let us identify him and identify what we could do, amen, to stay away from this particular character. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, on that note, I want you to go to, amen, the book of James, amen, the book of James, amen, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah. I'm in verse 1, amen, of the book of James, oh God, verse 1 of the book of James, amen. Starting at verse 12, the scripture said, blessed, happy. That's what the word blessed means. It means happy. Happy is a man that endured temptation, amen, for whom he is tried. Oh God, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him, amen. If you love God, you'll keep his commandments. That is love. He's not talking about a touchy-feely love. He's talking about a love that will obey his voice. Oh God, hallelujah. The scripture said that, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. But every man is tempted, amen, listen to this now, every man is tempted, amen, when he is drawn away of his own lust. The devil is not in this scripture. He said you are tempted when you are drawn away. Amen. Oh God. Hallelujah. When you are drawn away of his own lust, not the devil's love, but his own lust, and enticed. Oh God. Oh God, you are drawn away, then you are enticed. You get caught in a web, amen. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, you get caught in all this trouble and this drama, amen, because you are drawn away by your own selves. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God. Verse 15 says, then when lust have conceived, it brings forth sin. Now this is what the devil wants from you, to bring forth sin, that you can be disobedient to God. And when you are disobedient to God, then it will allow him to come in through your transgressions. Hallelujah. And the scriptures say, and sin, oh God, when it is finished, bring forth death, spiritual death. It brings forth death. Oh God. Oh God, nobody want to recognize this scripture, but this scripture tells us that we have a responsibility, that it's our own accord that we are drawn away. Drawn away from what? Drawn away from the right thing. Drawn away from God, drawn away from his word, drawn away from his doctrine, amen. Can I get a witness here? We are drawn away because we are lusting, amen, at something we don't supposed to be lusting at, meaning that we have a wicked desire. A desire that is no longer godly, amen. And because of it, amen, we are caused our own selves to sin, amen. Can I get a witness here? And sin open doors, amen, open doors to allow Satan or to allow the devil to come in, amen. No, you know what? You, amen, cause your own self to fall victim of the devil, amen. Only thing the devil can do to you and I is to put it right in front of you, amen. Can I get a witness here? He may put that woman right in front of you. He may put that man right in front of you. He may put that dope right in front of you. He may put that drink right in front of you. But it's your responsibility to deny it. It's your responsibility to refuse it. It's your responsibility, Christian. It's your responsibility, church, to deny God, to deny the devil at his own game. Amen. Hallelujah. Everything is not desirable. Everything is not wanted. Everything is not needed. But yet you choose to lust of it. You choose to desire it. And this is why you fall victim and blame the devil for it. Can I get a witness here? You blame the devil for it. Now let's just look at something right quick. The definition of the devil. Now the definition of the devil, he used words like this: slanderous, accusers, defame, criticize, and condemn. Now, these are all words that bring up in accusations, amen. They are outside words, amen, that that gets you confused in your own mind. Amen. If someone is accusing you, if you know that you're not wrong, why would you want to respond to it? Amen. If someone is slandering you, amen, which is a possibility because you are a Christian, amen, can I get a witness here? Then why are you so angry, amen, at the slander? Is the slander true? Oh, God. Is the criticizing true? Oh, God, hallelujah. If it is, face up to it. But if it's not, leave it alone. Oh, God, can I get a witness here? All the things that he can do to us is on the outside and creating hurt on the inside, amen, which allow us to react to a faulty sense of a hurt if it's not true. But if it is true, it's right up on the mark. Right up on the mark. And sometimes, and most of the time, the devil is going to accuse you of your sin, amen. Well, how do I know that, brother? How do I know that? Because the Bible says that he's going to accuse you. Amen. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Can I get a witness here? I'm going to get ready and close this down here. But I'm going to go to y'all go to with me in Revelation, amen, and we're going to go to Revelation chapter 12, amen. The scripture reads as following, amen. The Bible says this. That in starting in verse 9 in chapter 12, and the great dragon, Drakon, cast out the old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He that cast out the earth and the angels was cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of God, and the power of Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. He accused them before. He's talking about accusing the brethren, amen, before God day or night, amen. Can I get a witness? None of the accusations or accusing is going to work unless you are in sin, amen. Can I get a witness here? So most of the time when Satan accuses you, he accusing you of your sin because he knows that's going to get God's attention, amen. Can I get a witness here? Oh, God. And it says in verse 11, he says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony, and that they loved not their lives unto death, amen. What did he say? Just like in Hebrews chapter 2:14, he said they overcame him by the Lamb, whose Lamb, Jesus Christ, amen, and the blood he shed on Calvary Hill, amen, which we supposed to be a part of. We supposed to be a part of Jesus Christ. We supposed to be a part of his blood. And we supposed to be a part of his testimony by giving his word or preaching his word, proclaiming his word. Can I get a witness here? What is it that you're going to blame the devil? devil on right now today. Go ahead. The devil made you do it, didn't he? The devil made you commit adultery. The devil made you fornicate. The devil made you, oh, y'all ain't hearing me. The devil made you do it. Can I get a witness here? If you're going to continue to blame the devil, you might as well go and join him in his endeavors. Oh, God, hallelujah. Diabolos, amen. Do what is necessary as a Christian to stay right. Do what is necessary as a Christian, amen, to be in God's will. Do what is necessary as a Christian, amen, that you may obey God's word, amen. That's how you show that you love God. All of the lust in this world, the pride of life, this is not a part of God. It is a part of the devil and this world, church. We need to know the difference. We need to know who we serve. We need to know who is our God. We need to know who Jesus really is in our life. Hallelujah. Then we won't be going around thinking somebody slandering us, thinking somebody accusing us, thinking somebody criticizing us. We won't be thinking that the devil made us do it, amen, when we ourselves wanted to obey the devil and not obey Christ, amen. Learn the word of God. Learn the truth. Understand who you obeying and understand who you disobeying in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus.